You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Schammel.
This podcast is listed on the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit the New York City Podcast Network for over 500 podcasts and over 30,000 episodes.
Hey, everybody, you got Bruce.
And you got Megan. Hi, everybody.
The podcast is called Become a Successful Podcaster, where we help you guys become successful podcasters. And right now, Megan is putting on a temporary tattoo that she ordered online. What is that, Megan?
It's a starburst with hearts.
A starburst with hearts. I heard of starbursts and I heard of hearts, but I never heard of both. Let me see. Oh, looks very nice.
It looks like a sticker.
It's a sticker.
It's not the highest quality.
And then you pull it off. Hey, everybody. We're talking about podcasterlinks.com, a new site that just got launched. Now, before we go on, if you haven't reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, please do. You can go right to our anchor page and just look at the link for Apple, or we'll put it in the link down here in the show notes. And we are celebrating a couple of holidays this week. First of all, it's Labor Day. So happy Labor Day, everybody.
Happy Labor Day.
We hope you guys are doing some really good podcasting on the Labor Day weekend. We got an extra day. A lot of people are not working. So you got that extra break to do some podcasts. Megan, how did you enjoy your Labor Day this week, this year?
It was a nice, relaxing Labor Day. Unfortunately, it was not that sunny, so it was a little bit more indoors than I would have liked, but it was still fabulous.
It rained in New York, but it was still a fabulous.
We saw a collection of movies, Bruce.
Collection of movies. Which one were they? I think we saw Sabotage with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is a really good movie. It came out, I think, like 2004. It was pretty good.
I like the Schoolhouse Rock that we saw yesterday.
Oh, no, School of Rock with Jack Black.
School of Rock with Jack Black. That was a good one. I'd never seen that one.
That's my favorite Jack Black movie.
I was laughing throughout that. It was very, very good.
Yeah, he took that one. Some good movies. And, hey, we're also celebrating Rosh Hashanah with our friends who celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
L'shana tova.
L'shana tova. And Happy New Year to everybody who celebrates Rosh Hashanah. And just Happy New Year to everybody.
So may you all have sweetness and success. Even if you're not celebrating, we wish you a very
Merry Christmas.
Good year.
Oh, no, not Merry Christmas. No, no, no.
L'shana tova. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year. So, we're talking about podcasterlinks.com. Megan, have you seen anybody on podcasterlinks.com? You haven't? Okay. Well, podcasterlinks.com is the podcast alternative to Linktree. Everybody is knowing about Linktree. And Linktree, the one thing about Linktree that they don't support are podcast episodes. They allow people to come and add any link they want. And it was basically made for Instagram, because Instagram only allows people to put one link in their profile. So podcasterlinks.com. Linktree.com was made to give people multiple links instead of just one, in places where you can only put one link, like Instagram. But podcasterlinks.com is a great way of allowing podcasters to actually put their episodes in their Linktree-like web pages. So if you're a podcaster and you haven't taken advantage of this, you go to podcasterlinks.com. Now, what you do is, this is coming all through, this is powered, believe it or not, by the New York City Podcast Network and nycpodcastnetwork.com. So anybody who's on the New York City Podcast Network automatically gets a link to podcasterlinks.com. And there is a link on podcasterlinks.com, the homepage, to actually join the New York City Podcast Network. So that's a really cool thing. Now, the thing about Linktree that we don't like is that they do allow you to put any link you want, but it's very unstructured. It's a loose platform for links. And I guess that's okay for people that don't really care about the structure. The podcast of links is a little more structured than Linktree, because the podcast of links does is it, they allow, first of all, people to put their social media with their actual the social media icon. So if you have Facebook, you can have a Facebook link, like an icon. Isn't that great, Megan?
It's wonderful.
Now, what's cool is that if you go to a couple of them, you'll see, you know, you'll see Facebook, Instagram, and you got TikTok. You got a lot of cool different social media, but that's not it. Now, also, if you have an RSS feed, which almost all podcasts do, there's a link right there. So people can subscribe to your podcast through RSS. And I think there's also a link, like there's a bunch of links that just go straight to iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher, and then there's just a section for episodes. So it doesn't exactly allow you the loose platform that Linktree does, but it does. It does allow you a nice platform if you have a podcast. And we're going to talk more about Linktree.com after these messages.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for the latest and greatest in products across various categories, check out ConsumerVoice.org. ConsumerVoice.org ranks companies using a proprietary algorithm incorporating expert and customer reviews, user experience, lifetime value, and overall brand trustworthiness. Visit ConsumerVoice.org. And we are back. We're talking about PodcasterLinks.com, and everybody who's on New York City Podcast Network.com, or actually NYC Podcast Network.com, gets a free PodcasterLinks.com address. What, you gonna say something, Meg? No? Oh, she wasn't saying something. So that's very cool, because every time, what's cool about it is that every time podcasters put out an episode, the episode automatically shows up on PodcasterLinks.com. Linktree is not like that. Linktree makes you put everything separately. So that's why we like PodcasterLinks.com. It's automatically update with every single podcast you put out there.
It's just far superior to the other.
Yeah, Linktree. I mean, there's a bunch of other ones that are out there from podcasters, but this one's the best. And I believe that what is going to happen on PodcasterLinks.com is they're also going to have blog posts about how to be a better podcaster. And we definitely like to put ourselves out there as well. Now, also, besides PodcasterLinks.com, anybody who is on the New York City Podcast Network also is on latestpodcastepisodes.com. So they get all of their episodes out there as well. And we just want to talk briefly, Megan, about what you're building here. So you're designing the Media Girl Podcast Network. Want to talk just a little bit about that?
I have done a lot of female pen palling for many, many years and had websites where I join. Right now I've got 860 women on that who pen pal. And during COVID, I've been working with Bruce on the New York City Podcast Network, and I noticed on LinkedIn many women reaching out to me who were interested in podcasting. And I was also approached by many women that wanted a forum for women. So Bruce put together a podcast network, a page for me to manage, called the Media Girl
Network.
Network.
Media Girl Network.
Yes. And
.com.
So far, I have about, 53 podcasts?
55, I think.
Yeah, and I have about 20 or so more to add. These are just women, and the site is not done yet. But if you want to take a look at the unfinished version, it's
out there. It's MediaGirlNetwork.com. I mean, it works. It looks good.
Yeah, but it's not
You just
completed.
Want some changes.
Yeah, no, I want to highlight somebody. I want to put blogging into it.
Oh, we got highlighting.
And
we got Hillary Topper. We can highlight. We got to highlight a bunch of people.
Yes, and you know, I want to put some descriptions under the podcast. But
yeah, Antoinette Blake, we're gonna highlight her.
Yes, definitely. But you know, it's coming together for women. And we're also, we have an event at the New York City Podcast Network called Podno. So it was a tremendous success last June. And we were thinking of creating an event for women.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I don't know what we call
it. It's like Podno 2021, only for women.
Yeah, but just for women. But I don't know what name. We'd find a different name
call it. Call it Podno 2021 Women.
Yeah, the woman's version. But, you know, these are just things that are up and coming. Keep a lookout for them. And, you know, good things are coming your way from the New York City Podcast Network.
Yeah, and I think that's about it. So it's all good. We're going to end it here. And put out our next episode when that comes out.
Okay.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. Rate us on Apple. Thank you.